Hunted down by King Saul, David went into hiding to save his life. He knew that he must go into exile if he was to escape the king's implacable hatred. Nowhere in Israel could he be sure of finding refuge. After leaving his friend and ally, Jonathan, the king's eldest son, who had warned him of the danger he was in, David went to the town of Nob, not far north of Jerusalem. The tabernacle had been set up there, as the city belonged to the priests at that time. Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, and great-grandson of Eli, was high priest, and he and his family lived there. Tired, hungry, and unarmed, David arrived on the Sabbath and asked for food, but he did not tell the high priest that he was a fugitive. Ahimelech was afraid and asked why he was alone. "Why is no one with you?" he said. David resorted to lying and replied that he had been charged by the king with an urgent and secret mission and that he was to rejoin his men at another place. "Now then, give me some bread or whatever you can find," he said. "I have some consecrated bread here," the priest replied, "provided the men are undefiled." The 12 round loaves of showbread, also called the bread of the presence, were removed every Sabbath from the golden table in the tabernacle where they had remained all week, and were replaced by 12 fresh loaves. The old bread was eaten by the priests in the holy place. It was unlawful for anyone else to eat it. However, David ate the showbread, after reassuring Ahimelech that he and his men were pure. Then he asked for a sword or spear. "I took no weapon with me," he said, "because the king's business was urgent." Ahimelech gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom David had killed, as it was the only weapon on hand. Now one of Saul's servants, Doeg, an Edomite, was there that day, and he saw David with the high priest. Not knowing where to find refuge in Israel, David made a desperate attempt to save his life and fled to Gath, one of the Philistine cities. But the people there recognized him and said to Achish, the king, "Isn't this David about whom they sing, 'Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands'?" David became very afraid, so he feigned insanity in the presence of Achish, making marks on the doors and letting saliva run down his beard. When he saw this, the king said, "Look at the man, he's insane. Why bring him to me?" And he let him go. On this occasion, David wrote two psalms, Psalm 34 and 56, praising God for his deliverance. In Psalm 34, he writes, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." So David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam in the land of Judah. When his father heard about this, he left Bethlehem with all his household and went to meet his son, because he feared the vengeance of King Saul. Other Israelites also came to David. All those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered round him, and he became their leader. Soon he had 400 men under his command. Then he left the cave of Adullam and went to Mizpeh in the land of Moab, on the east shore of the Dead Sea. He left his parents in safety with the king of Moab, but was told by the prophet Gad that he was to return to the land of Judah. So David went back and lived in the forest of Hareth. Now Saul was at Gibeah with all his court officials. He heard that David and his men had been discovered, and ordered his servants to inform him of their hiding place. "Have you all conspired against me?" he said. "The son of Jesse lies in wait for me, and no one cares." Then Doeg, the Edomite, told the king that he had seen David at Nob, talking with Ahimelech. The high priest had given David provisions and the sword of Goliath the Philistine, and had inquired of the Lord for him. When the king heard this, he sent for the high priest, his family, and relatives, all those who were the priests of the Lord. Saul said to him, "Why have you conspired against me, you and the son of Jesse? You gave him bread and a sword, and inquired of God for him, so that he has rebelled against me and is lying in wait for me." Ahimelech answered, "There is no one as loyal as David, the king's son-in-law, captain of your bodyguard, and highly respected in your household. It was not the first time I inquired of God for him. Let not the king accuse your servant, who knows nothing at all about this whole affair. Saul said, You shall surely die, you and your father's whole family. He said to the guards, Kill the priests of the Lord, because they have sided with David. But the officials refused to strike the priests, so the king ordered Doeg to do it, and he killed 85 men, all the priests of the Lord. Only Ahimelech's son, Abiathar, escaped and fled to join David. Saul also put to the sword all the inhabitants of Nob, men, women, and children. Next episode, David the Fugitive.